It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, and boy, this will put you in the holiday spirit. I was going through a list, and they were saying, like, these are the top Christmas songs, and in no particular order. I'm sure you've heard of some of these, like White Christmas.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
Racist, but still a good song. Silent Night's a bop. My grandma gets down to this. She's like, turn it up, turn it up.
Oh, all of these like older ones are so slow. Like I was pulling the audio for the song and I almost fell asleep at the computer because it sounds like a lullaby.
Yeah, it does.
Well, now she has an excuse at least for falling asleep at work.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
These are like all Christmas classics here.
Jack Frost nipping.
I think this song is romantic.
It is. It's good.
It's Nat King Cole. I love him.
Yuletide carols being sung by choir.
The Egyptian finally got his wits about him enough to take me around and look at Christmas lights the other night.
Your boyfriend, okay.
He did a really good job because he took me out to a really nice steak dinner. Then we went back to my apartment, put on our Christmas pajamas, and then he drove me around to look at all the best lights. And we played Christmas music and these songs were on, and I was so close to losing it.
Oh, my God. No. Did you get to see the candy cane or no? This is another big bop right here. Sing it, Michael!
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
You better watch out.
What?
You better not cry.
Why?
You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, man. I miss that.
A legend.
I love that. Okay, a few more, and then I want us to start. I want you to think right now, everybody, Liv, Alex, and Porkchop. I want you to think about your favorite songs, because I'm going to get to yours in a second. Let's see here. Little Wham.
I like this song whenever Glee redid it.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Glee's entire Christmas album is good.
That show was so good for like the first couple seasons, then it tanked.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And finally, this is probably, I think it's the most successful Christmas song of all time.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Carrie played the song in her car and taught her kids. She took a video of them singing this in the car, and her twins, she taught them how to sing these background vocals like the
"All right."
Yeah.
That's too funny.
So cute.
Yep.
Okay, now I've given you some time to think here on the Joe and Alex Show, and let's go around the room. I'll go first. I want to know what everybody's like favorite personal Christmas song is. Now, mine is kind of obscure, and I'm not even Italian, and this song is kind of Italian-leaning. It's called Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey. It is a bop, kids, even if you're not Italian. One, two, three, four.
Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic the Donkey.
Jingity jing. The Italian Christmas Donkey.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
I love that one. Now, Liv, you're bopping along right there, and I imagine you gotta have some Christmas song that you really enjoy.
So this one wasn't my favorite as a kid, obviously, but this song I can play on repeat all year long.
It's a good one. I do like this.
Justin Bieber, Mistletoe?
Yeah, I was watching the music video, and I get a rage filled in me when I see him in music videos with other girls. Like, still till this day.
Like, I'm going to cut that girl?
Oh, yes, I'm going to beat her.
You're going to end up in a straight jacket at the end of this holiday season.
I think Austin Mahone does the song better, though.
Austin Mahone.
You my homie? Okay. Thanks, bro. Oh, that's a jam right there. So I got to cut it off so soon. I got to get everybody's in here. Porkchop, what's your jam?
I feel like mine's the worst, but it just takes me back to being a kid. I remember being my dad's 1993 Mercury Topaz Midnight Blue with a cassette tape and playing the song with it snowing out.
A cassette tape? You're so old.
What you? I had the cassette tapes.
What?
On my fifth birthday, I got an Amy Grant tape.
Yeah.
Oh, are you
I
joking?
Think I had that same cassette.
Dude, I am obsessed with Amy Grant. As a side note, she's one of my favorite artists.
Dude, I had that.
Liv doesn't know who Amy Grant is.
No, yeah. I have no idea who that is.
She's like, I don't know any Amys.
You don't, really? You've never, your parents never had a cassette tape?
Not that I remember, no.
Wow. Liv, Pork Chop, Joe. I know that you have saved the best for last because nobody's Christmas song. You have to play mine the whole way through.
Oh,
because
gosh.
Nobody's. I don't know about that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yes, because my Christmas song is unlike anybody else. It's Krispy Kreme, a.k.a. Froggy Fresh, the Moneymaker Mac, a Christmas song.
What?
Turn it up.
I've never heard this.
Krispy Kreme.
Never?
A Moneymaker Mac. Ready?
This might change your life.
A Christmas song. Yeah.
First thing on my list, go figure.
It's a brand new John Cena action figure.
Second thing
on my list, guess what? It's a really cute girl with a really cute butt.
Mike said Krispy Kreme,
hold up.
Mom said you're
not allowed to touch a girl's butt until you're grown up.
That's right, I forgot about that rule.
Not allowed to touch butts until I graduate from school.
But that's alright, cause third on my
point
list
is a Christmas song.
He's talking about what he wants for Christmas.
Now we're moving on to
item number four. It's a brand new John Cena poster for my door.
Check it out, y'all. Item number five is a
brand new John Cena car that I can drive.
Well, I can't really drive it cause it's too small.
I guess
but
it's
I could if I was maybe like this tall. Christmas, come check out my wish list. Have I been a good boy? That's none of your business.
I just want some good toys.
Can I get a witness?
Got all of my homies yelling
Christmas.
What do you think, Pork Chop?
Come check out my wish list.
I guess it's catchy, but...
Oh, just wait.
I just want some good toys.
Can I get a witness?
Got all of my homies yelling
Christmas.
Item number six on my list is on lock.
It's
gotta get that super hot
John Cena lunchbox.
So tough, the thing is made of steel.
No more using brown paper bags for my meals.
Item number seven.
It's like a bite of heaven. I could probably eat like 10 or 11.
Checked up in my stocking, and guess what I found me?
A brand new box of Betty Crocker fudge brownies.
I wish you could see Alex right now.
Incredible. Oh my God.
Best toy in the whole state.
An item so hot, it could make the snow melt.
It's a brand new John Cena wrestling belt.
Now I gotta think about
what I
want for grandma.
How about a brand new pair of
John Cena pajamas?
And one more thing I want, even though I already have it,
is the best CD of all time, Illmatic.
Christmas.
Says
come check out
CD.
My wish list.
Have I been a good boy?
That's none of your business.
I just want some good toys.
Can I get a witness? Ready?
Got all of my homies yelling
Christmas. Come check out my wish list. Have I been a good boy? That's none of your business.
I just want some good toys. Can I get a witness? Got all of my homies yelling
Christmas. I told ya, best Christmas song of all time.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next, we got your dummy of the day. Hey, can I get a McWeed? You ever heard of McWeed? No, you're about to. Coming up next with your dummy of the day.